This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to complete this Ramadan that we've just gone past. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make this Ramadan a source of blessing, not just for the next few weeks, the next few months, but inshallah for the rest of our lives. The way I see Ramadan, with all of the extra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides during the month of Ramadan, that if we are at a level 2, when it came to before Ramadan, or we were at level 1 before Ramadan, then what Ramadan helps us to do, with the shaitan being away, the doors of Jannah being open, the immense amount of mercy and blessing that's coming down, and also the doors of hellfire being closed, so it becomes more difficult to do sin, easier to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, everybody else is doing the same thing. So if we've been at level 1 in our iman, because you know, iman fluctuates up and down, if we've been in iman level 1, then what Ramadan helps us to do is Ramadan helps us to get boosted up to level 2, 3, 4, or 5, depending on how much effort we've placed in it. It's a very practical way of looking, understanding this. Now what happens is that if after Ramadan, if we're just going to make a change just for Ramadan, and then after Ramadan we're going to go back to normal literally, and some people actually just feel that, you know, Ramadan, we've had to change our schedule and everything, I couldn't do this, that and the other. However, now that Ramadan is finished, I can go back to doing everything, you know, I can have the same time that I had before Ramadan to go back to my pursuits and take all the worship, leave all the worship away. That's where we get a misunderstanding here. And the reason is that Ramadan is to boost us up. So we had level 1, we went to level 2, 3, 4 or 5 or even beyond. After Ramadan, we mustn't come back to level 1. Because if we do, then we haven't had the perceived benefits. Because what you have to remember in Islam is that worships are not there just purely for the sake of a few days of entertainment, a few days of worship, a few days of effort. The idea is that it helps us to increase and enhance ourselves for afterwards. These are excuses for enhancement. They're not just for the moment. So even when it's Hajj, the what's mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Hajj is the accepted Hajj, is the Mabrur Hajj. And the sign of that, basically, as the ulama have explained, is that you come back and you're different, you're changed. So if a person goes for Hajj and does a lot of worship down there, yes, it's beneficial, but comes back and then goes back to doing the same thing, then there's not as much benefit that's perceived. Same thing with Ramadan. We don't want to go back to one. The idea is that if we can't stay, let's just say in Ramadan we reach level 4 in our iman. After Ramadan, if we can't maintain level 4, that's understandable, because now the shaitan is back out and the same kind of environment is not there. However, we don't want to fall back to number 1 either. So, okay, let's go down to number 3, maybe number 2, number 2.5, 1.5, but at least more than 1. That is important. And the only way we can do this is to continue some of the worships that we've been doing during the month of Ramadan, because you need that to help us. Because it's only internally that we need to bolster and boost ourselves so that we can act our faith. And the way to do that is to read, continue to read some Quran. Okay, if you can't read 3 juz a day or 2 juz a day, you can't finish 2 Qurans in a month as you did in Ramadan, well, maybe you can finish 1 in a month after Ramadan, maybe 1 in 2 months. But at least you're doing something. You know, even if it's a few pages that you're reading of the Quran. So that is the first point. Do not go back. If you were level 1, don't go back to level 1. At least stay 1.5 to 2, so that when next Ramadan comes, then we are at level 2, inshallah. And then Ramadan, we get boosted up to 3, 4, 5 or 6. And then after the next Ramadan, then we come down to level 3 if we do come down, but not back to level 2. So that way, every year we're becoming better, inshallah. We're becoming better. So the whole idea is not that we just go up and then come back down. This is generally what happens, that after Ramadan, immediate day. Sometimes the worst part is the day of Eid, because some people just think they've got so much freedom, and shaitan comes back out. He wants to help us to delete everything that we've done during the month of Ramadan. And numerous people have said that that's what has happened. They lost everything they've done in the month of Ramadan right on the day of Eid. However, if we're careful, inshallah, and we put a few actions in place, you can't expect to maintain your level of iman inside without doing anything. You know, whatever's happened in Ramadan is not going to benefit you until you, unless you continue to keep something of that, which is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, to fast 6 days of Shawwal. They can be kept any time during Shawwal. They can be kept together, they can be kept separate, right? But they have to be kept separately from a qadha. Qadha and these six are different. Have to be separate, otherwise you won't get the reward for the six. So that is what we want to maintain for after the month of Ramadan. The benefit of that is that Ramadan has then been beneficial for us.